I'm not sure I like the idea of naming winter storms, but it sure does make it easier to talk about them. The Weather Channel named this storm Nemo, but the National Weather Service did not approve and was not amused. Nonetheless, it was an impressive, fearsome, and powerful storm that had nothing to do with finding Nemo. Nemo found us. The storm screamed, rattled, ripped, blinded, and roared all over the Cape and Islands, causing lots of damage. The winds and accompanying surf chewed up lots of coastline. The Cape and Islands were not hit quite as badly or got nearly the snowfall that much of Connecticut and the rest of Massachusetts endured. Whiteout conditions, however, prevailed for over 24 hours. The peak wind gust on top of a water tower on Nantucket the morning of February 9th clocked out at 98.5 miles per hour. The storm affected everything in the natural world. Anyone that feeds birds can attest to the throng of birds crowded around feeders as there were no other food sources. Pelagic birds that spend the winter in the Gulf of Maine or George's Bank and east of our area were driven by the winds and blinding visibility into Cape Cod Bay on February 8th and 9th. Since there was a driving ban and the visibility was zero, no birders were able to see what was going on during the day on February 9th. During the storm, at least two dovekies were discovered floundering in snow on Nantucket. Both survived. Sunday morning at dawn, the wind was hard from the northwest at 15, gusting to 25, but nothing like what it had been, and the sun broke through. Blair Nicula of Harwich attempted to get to First Encounter Beach in Eastham, but it was blocked off. He kept trying to get a look at Cape Cod Bay and ended up at Skakit Beach in Orleans. Over the ensuing 3 hours, he witnessed a spectacular display of seabirds with good views of 52 Atlantic puffins, far and away the most ever seen from anywhere on the Cape and Islands. The puffins were in fairly close, in excellent light, as they fought their way out of Cape Cod Bay against the northwest wind that was trying to drive them ashore. Many of the puffins were single, many were in pairs, and some were in small flocks of up to 6 individuals. The birds, obviously, were storm-driven. The puffins were not alone, as hundreds of other alcids, including over 1,000 razorbills and a single dovekie and a single thick-billed murre were seen. Other interesting seabirds were 4 tube-noses in the form of northern fulmars. He also had 65 northern gannets and 105 small pelagic gulls called black-legged kittiwakes. Lastly, at least 2 Atlantic puffins were found alive on beaches in Brewster and brought to Cape Wildcare in Eastham. Undoubtedly, there are more storm-driven, wrecked birds, if you will, on North Shore beaches and even further inland. If you find one, contact either Cape Wildcare in Eastham or the Cape Wildlife Center in Cummaquid. Both have lots of experience with these birds and will do their best to help them survive. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.